Seattle Mayor Ed Murray has put forward a plan for getting to a $15 an hour minimum wage, but Socialist City Council member Shama Sawant has slammed it as a watered-down, incremental approach. KPLU business and labor reporter Ashley Gross explains.
Murray says he supports $15 an hour, but he's going at it gradually as a way to let employers adjust. So what that means is that if you work for a business with more than 500 employees, you'd start earning $15 an hour in 2017 at the earliest. If you work for a business smaller than that, it would take 7 years to get to that threshold. Murray says that's still quite a bit more than minimum wage workers elsewhere in the state would get. He says he had to compromise with business owners more than he had wanted to, but he says it's similar to the incremental approach he used to get same-sex marriage approved.
It took a number of years to go from domestic partnership bill after domestic partnership bill to full marriage. It takes time sometimes to make change happen.
For her part, Sawant says the mayor listened too much to businesses and not enough to workers. She says she plans to try to make the measure stronger in city council, and she says the activist group 15 Now, which she's affiliated with, will continue gathering signatures to put a tougher measure on the November ballot.
We have business here which has lost its public battle on 15 and is now trying to water it down, so we have to resist those efforts.
Still, she doesn't speak for all labor groups. David Rolfe of the Service Employees International Union, Local 775 Northwest, co-chaired the mayor's committee on the minimum wage. He says he strongly endorses the mayor's plan and does not support 15 Now's ballot initiative. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.